down, and we had seven stay overnight last night. Some people got up very early and were here at 8 o'clock in the morning from Rochester. So, hey, let's give them a big hand.
All right, let's all stand together again today. Thank you, Lord. So you can feel free to put your hands together if you want as we sing this one. This is good news today for us. Thank you, Lord.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind away? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing, but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my turn till I met you. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave.
Testimony, all of us together this morning. If we're in Christ today, this is good news this morning. It goes like this.
I needed rescue. My sin was heavy. The chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. And I was broken. You were my healing, now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open, 'cause when you call my name, I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
Sing it out.
You call my name.
Hymn together today called Come Thou Fount.
So come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Strength. streams of mercy never ceasing. Call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious song sung by flaming tones above. Praise the night fixed upon it, the mouth of God's redeeming love.
Sing that second verse.
And here I am.
For being with us even when we wander, even when we make mistakes. Thank you for giving your life so we could have ours, and for never giving up on us. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
our song to him this morning. Move to our time of offering now, so if you want to come up, brother.
Strong when I think I am weak.
Before we go into another couple songs this morning, just want to say how thankful we are to be here with you guys this morning. And I think I can speak for all these guys here that we're grateful. We're grateful to Brother Dave Burns back there and the leadership here for allowing us to come and serve this morning in worship and in music. And so I just want to take a minute to introduce again a little more just for a minute of who I am and who these guys are. And my name again is Nate Carey, and I'm on staff up at Grace Life Church in Avon, about an hour and a half from here. But I also teach at the Homeschool Academy, and it's been about 5.5 years now that I've been with the Homeschool Academy in Henrietta, and it's been a blast every year. Every year we have a different group, you know, and it's always got a slightly different flavor, but boy, it's a wonderful privilege to be able to work with these young people. And every year, I've always trusted the Lord for an opportunity just to get out and do this in some kind of context, some type of corporate gathering. And every year, he's been faithful to open a door. So, again, we're just super thankful for you allowing us to come this morning. And I can remember in my early teen years when I had opportunities just like this to minister in music. And how grateful I am for those opportunities that we get to have, even as young people, to serve and to be encouraged to learn, and even make mistakes when things aren't familiar, and you know we get in over our heads sometimes with certain things, and yet that's how we learn, that's how we grow, and so it's a privilege to see what God's developing in these young people, and again, what a blessing it is. So before we get into this next song called King of My Heart, I just want to share a quick thought on worship as I was preparing for this weekend and looking in the scripture. We all know here this morning that we were created to worship. It's why we exist. God created us for himself. Amen? And there is unspeakable joy in serving him. You know, the apostle Peter said it like this. He said, "It's joy inexpressible and full of glory." But do we really know what it means to serve the Lord? Because in the book of Acts, we read of the Apostle Paul when he was in the city of Athens, and he was observing all the people, and how they were very religious. And that just, that word religious, just in that context, means they were faithfully devoted to something. They had numerous objects of worship, and as it was then, so it is even today. But this is what he said to those who gathered, and this is Acts chapter 17, verse 24. He says, "The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything." That's good news. When God calls us to worship him and to serve him, it's not as though he's demanding that we bring something to him as if he himself needed anything, but rather he is inviting us to receive from him. It's really counterintuitive when you think about it, because God says, "Come and worship me, bring an offering to me." But what does that look like in our lifestyle? Is he asking us to impress him with some display of how awesome we can be? Listen to what David said here in Psalm 116. I'm just going to read this verse real quick. It says, "What shall I give?" David says, "What shall I give or render to the Lord?" There's worship right there. "What shall I give to the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" He says, "I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord." So what shall we give to the Lord? We lift up our empty cup to that promise of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. So do you have an empty cup this morning? The call to worship is for you. He says, "Come to me. If your soul is thirsty, he's a fountain that never runs dry. If you're hungry," he said, "I am the bread of life. If you're tormented by fear, he's a shield and defense. If you're guilty, feeling lost in your sin this morning, he is your righteousness. Come to him. If you're poor in spirit, if you're aware of your lack and your poverty and need, know that you are not left behind. You are not disqualified. On the contrary, you will know the greatest joy in serving and worshiping him, since it says he himself, back in Acts chapter 17, he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. So you probably heard these words before, the great Westminster Catechism, the words that says, "What is the chief end of man? It's to glorify God and enjoy him forever." So he is most glorified when we receive from him, rather than trying to impress him with some outward display of our own self-righteousness. The Father seeks to pour out his grace on the wretch. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. How can it be? The paradox there is that in reality, we are joyful wretches. "I know that in myself," Paul said, "dwells no good thing, but God has chosen the weak things to shame the strong, the low and the despised things, the things that are not to bring to nothing, the things that are, so that no one will be able to boast in his presence." So there's no end to the enjoyment of all that God is to vessels such as we are. We are but dust and clay, and yet God puts treasure in jars of clay. His love and provision for us is abundant this morning. It's an ocean, it's a mountain that's vast. And my prayer for us is just what Paul prayed for the Ephesian church when he said, "That you may have power together with all the saints to comprehend the length, the width, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God." And as we sing this next song, this is what this song is really about. "The King of my heart, let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain that I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Lord, you're never going to let me down. The promise that we have in the Lord is great." And so let's all stand together as we sing this song together this morning. faith together today.
You're never gonna, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna, never gonna let me down.
Sing it now.
You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You are good, you're good. Whoa, you are good, you're good. Whoa, you are good, you're good.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, live for you.
Thank you, Lord. That's our confession, Lord, today. Amen. Well, I know we're going over our time a little bit, but we have one more song this morning. You guys able to sing one more with us today? All right.
Thank you.
Well, you can all have a seat this morning.